Tens of thousands of Gazans have taken to the streets in a rally organized by the resistance movement, Hamas. The rally commemorated the 10th anniversary of the assassination of Hamas spiritual leader, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. Yassin and several other Hamas figures were killed in an Israeli airstrike a decade ago.
We hold this rally to commemorate the assassinations of Sheikh Ahmed Yassin and Hamas leaders. We condemn brutal attacks on our Palestinian leaders, the blockade of Gaza, the Judaization of Jerusalem al-Quds, as well as the ongoing negotiations with Israel. Palestinians must reconcile. The negotiations must be stopped because they only serve Israel's interests. The resistance is now stronger than ever, and Israel's threats do not threaten us.
Hamas Prime Minister also said that Israel would pay a high price for its aggression against Palestinians in Gaza. Leaders from the Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine were present in their rally. They also demanded the Palestinian Authority to stop talks with Israel.
Today, we stand hand in hand with Hamas in honoring the assassinated Palestinian leaders for their sacrifices for Palestine. The martyrdom of our leaders unite us, especially in this time when we need to stick to the choice of resistance and back out from the negotiations with Israel.
My words to the Islamic resistance here in Gaza is to strengthen their efforts, to strengthen their efforts against the Zionist enemy, against Israel, to liberate our land, from our enemy. Yes, it is our land. And we should liberate it.
The same idea is shared by many Gazans as well.
Thousands of Gazans are attending the pro-Hamas rally. The Palestinians here say they will continue to support Hamas and the resistance against Israel. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.